It's the Lunch Show with Chad Summers. Fasten your seatbelts for the greatest radio show in the world, ever. And now, the host of the Lunch Show, Chad Summers.
All right. Welcome to the Lunch Show, everybody. My name's Chad Summers. I'm your host. Got a Friday episode for you here. Nothing like the Friday. I love Friday episodes. Always love doing this. Today's May 3rd, 2024. Summer is quickly approaching. Let's jump into the birthdays. Frankie Valli's 89. Good for you, Frankie. He sang, he was a singer for the Four Seasons. Big Girls Don't Cry. I'm not even going to try to sing that. I think you can figure it out. Also on this day in history, 2011, Osama bin Laden was whacked by SEAL Team 6. Yeah. Good movie. Good movie. Unbelievable stuff. Crash in a chopper and the whole process. Unbelievable. We had to leave it there, which kind of sucks. But. And in 1946, an attempted prison break by six inmates at Alcatraz resulted in 2 days of violent fighting, which became known as the Battle of Alcatraz. All right, let's jump right into the news, folks. That's why we're here, is it not? We've got, I'm going to be honest with you, we've got some disturbing ones, but, you know, just a couple. But we ended off with probably my favorite good news story yet. It's just really fascinating, actually. This one from CNN. An Ohio toddler dies after her mom left her home alone while she took a 10-day vacation. A judge called it the ultimate act of betrayal. Okay, so she gets life. Let's just start there. But she did just that. She went on vacation to see, you know, meet a guy or something. And she came home. And obviously the baby was deceased. And I guess the neighbor's Ring doorbell had recordings of the baby screaming for days. So that's seriously disturbing. I think her punishment was a little light. The word capital comes to mind for that one. I think it comes to mind for another article coming up. Here's one from Newsmax. South Dakota Governor Noem's puppy story damages her nationally. We are the United States. So yes, if it was China, I mean, they eat dogs. So it wouldn't even faze them. We are a dog country here. And yeah, but see, the thing is farmers have been putting their dogs down for centuries. So, you know, I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. It happens. Why she would talk about it? Why would you even bring it up? What's the point? Some things are better left untold. CNN, nurse sentenced to life. Oh my God. Nurse sentenced to life in prison after admitting she intentionally gave patients excessive insulin doses. Prosecutors say. Okay. Apparently she tried to end 19 other lives. So, yeah. The word capital, again, comes to mind. That's all I'm saying here. Jeez Louise. This one's not as disturbing, but it'll piss you off. The Palm Beach Post. Florida Wildlife Commission says charges imminent in Boca Bash trash dumping. Urges those involved to come forward. So the thing is, nowadays with all these drones, you know, you might, whatever's going on in your boat is being recorded and put online in a lot of cases. So these guys who dump two large garbage cans full of trash out in the ocean, it looks like they just went out the inlet, and, you know, these inlets have guys with drones watching everything. They watch big boats and stuff. So they got these guys clearly, I mean, clear footage of them dumping two large garbage cans of just beer cans, food, what, you know, it's garbage. And the cops have them. They're two juveniles. So, you know, they'll be charged as juveniles. But ultimately, I think the captain is responsible for that. And I think when it, you know, comes down to it, that we're going to see that if we're able to follow that. But yeah, that's disgusting. I mean, look, cruise liners have been doing this for decades. I don't know that they're doing it anymore, but they, till recently, they were dumping thousands of tons of garbage into the ocean. Here's one from TMZ regarding Britney Spears. Paramedics, police called to hotel. Guests feared mental breakdown. It's hard to watch these people, you know, but it's quite entertaining too, I must say. I don't know. It's just another Britney Spears flare up. She was arguing with her boyfriend. I don't believe she was hauled off in a backseat of a cruiser, though. All right, we've got good news. This one's amazing. But before we do that, I just want to say subscribe, click share, whatever. Click everything that supports the show. You know what that stuff is. And we've got new episodes every Tuesday and Friday, so don't miss those. We like to pick stories that are interesting and not just up to the minute news, but interesting stuff too. All right, here we go. Good News Network. Couple accidentally ships their cat with an Amazon return 1 week, and three miracles later, they're reunited. Unbelievable. So this lady, I don't know what she was returning, but the cat was jumped in the box to take a nap.
Yes.
And the husband comes around, shuts the box, tapes it up, ships it off to Amazon. So this cat survives being shipped all, you know, wherever to California. I don't know where. Let me see here. The cat was shipped to Drupa Valley, California, to a Amazon fulfillment center. And then the lady that works at Amazon is like a cat rescuer by hobby. So she comes with a crate and everything, food and everything. And they ended up going to pick the cat up. But she took care of the cat. It's just amazing that it survived. Fortunately, the husband didn't tape the box entirely, so there was air. And I don't know, I guess it's fortunate that they didn't like throw the box off the plane or something. I don't know. But that is amazing story right there. This cat survived 6 days, no food or water. So God bless that cat. And I hope you enjoyed the episode. I'm going to call it the day. We're going to call it the week, actually. We'll be back Tuesday. Hope you have a good weekend. Don't go out and be an idiot driving drunk. You know my philosophy on that. It's just not worth it. Until Tuesday, keep pressing on in your life. And peace out.
All right, folks, that's it for the lunch show today. Don't forget to come back every Tuesday and Friday for new episodes. And don't forget to like, share, tweet, subscribe, friend, listen, email, and tell your friends and family about us. We need every single one of you all. Thank you in advance for your support, and I hope you all have an awesome day.
You just listened to The Lunch Show.